Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Joining our team right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Good morning, JB. Kevin McCarthy.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
doing
buddy.
Great. What's going on in your world?
As I say this every week, but, you know, we're back in a big way in terms of movies and entertainment, and I'm just happy to be on with you guys and talking about, I mean, Top Gun just passed $1 billion, so it's like, you know, it's wild. I mean, I'm just happy that people are going to the movies still. I mean, like, we had a huge weekend at the box office last weekend, so it's just nice that people want to get out again, and the theaters are still going.
It is kind of stunning when you think about where we are today versus where we were a couple of years ago, you know, or a year and a half ago, where you were thinking, man, the movie theaters might be done-ski.
Well, that's the thing is, like, because Jordan Peele is releasing a new movie in July called Nope, which is my most anticipated movie of the year. He did, like, obviously Get Out and Us. And, like, I think I read a story somewhere that he made this movie Nope on the biggest scale possible just in case they weren't able to do movie theaters again, because no one knew where we were going to be. And obviously you guys know the Top Gun story where, like, they could have easily threw that thing on a streaming platform and sold it for, you know, $100, $200 million, whatever it would have been. And then that would have been it, right? It would have came out and that would have been it. And Cruise was like, no, we're going to hold this. And they held that movie for 2+ years and released it. And obviously it just shows you that the right movie will get people back in theaters. And a lot of people are, you know, people are seeing it multiple times. And it's going to be big. I mean, we got Thor next week and, you know, Minions will crush this weekend. I mean, there's so many things coming out. It's just a good time for this business, you know.
Why didn't Lightyear crush?
Lightyear was a confusing movie for a lot of people. To be honest with you, if you were asked me to explain the plot to you guys, like, it takes like 3 or 4 sentences in a way to explain it, because people, the questions people have are, why did Tim Allen not return, right? So Chris Evans does the voice of Lightyear, of Buzz, in the movie, because this is the movie that the kid from Toy Story watched that made him want to get the toy of Lightyear. So it's kind of convoluted in that way. So I think a lot of people were confused. Where's Tim Allen? It wasn't really explained as well in the marketing that this was a movie that was the movie that the kids saw in Toy Story. So I think people were just not understanding what it was. I mean, it still made, you know, decent money, but it definitely did not. It did not explode like a Pixar film you would expect it. Also, the other thing, to the point we were just making about movie theaters, during the pandemic, Pixar moved all of their work to Disney Plus. So, like, films like Soul and Turning Red and all these other Pixar films were coming out exclusively on Disney Plus. So parents probably thought, oh, Lightyear will be on Disney Plus. and that it was only in theaters. So I think there's just a lot of confusion in terms of the marketing for that.
All right, now, as much as movies are back in the theaters, your job has kind of changed the last few years in that you do cover the streaming services a lot. And one of the things I think you wanted to talk about today was Stranger Things, which I believe is shattering records on Netflix.
Yeah, it crashed the servers this morning. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys are watching this show. I mean, it's one of the best shows on television.
I watched the first season.
No.
I haven't watched it since.
I'm out.
You said that this season took a dark turn, right?
The show's gotten darker and darker as it's gone on. But, like, for people listening right now, there's going to be no spoilers here, but this season 4 is out right now. So what they did was, on May 27th, they released the first 7 episodes of season 4. And those were, like, normal, you know, hour 10 length episodes. And then season 4, volume 2 drops today. And these are feature length movies. So there's 2 episodes. One of them's an hour and a half. The other one's 2.5 hours. And so basically it's like watching 2 films essentially. But it's funny because people go, oh, well, I don't want to sit down for 2.5 hours and watch an episode. I'm like, you binge 4 to 5 episodes at once anyways. This is the same amount of time. It's just that they're mentally not broken up in their mind. So if you're not following this season, I won't go into any spoilers, but the villain here is Vecna. It's an incredibly powerful villain, which I won't go into details if you haven't seen this season yet, but the last 2 episodes are out now. I'm an hour into the last one, so I'm about an hour and a half left. I watched episode 8, which came out today, and episode 9 drops today as well. And it's awesome. I mean, if you're into this series, the production value is ridiculously great. The performances are amazing. I don't know if Cakes is there today. I didn't hear his voice, but there's a metal aspect to this particular season, which I'm excited about. Heavy metal aspect. There's Iron Maiden references and Metallica references and things like that. I think if you're a fan of the series, you should definitely check it out. I mean, it's really, really well done. I mean, the production value, the money they put into the show, and Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, everybody who's involved, and the Duffer Brothers. It's an awesome, awesome show. And I think people are going to be spoiled. So if you haven't seen it, stay off social media. Apparently there's some really big, really big spoilers that happened at the end of the last episode. And I do want to clarify, people are questioning this. This is not the final season. This is just the final part of season 4. They're going to do one more season on the other side. So it's going to be big.
All right. Yeah. So the only movie that I think you're going to review this week is called The Black Phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this came out last week, so I didn't have a chance to see it before last week. So I don't know if you guys are familiar. So Scott Derrickson, the director of this movie, he did a movie years ago. I think I would argue next to The Shining is the scariest movie I've ever seen. It's called Sinister, and it had Ethan Hawke, and it was about a family that moved into a house, and he finds these 8mm movies in the attic that have some really disturbing, really violent, nasty footage on them. And by playing them in the house, it brings this demonic spirit into the house, and it is very terrifying. If you haven't seen it, just look it up. It's called Sinister. There are 2 Sinisters. Definitely watch the one with Ethan Hawke. So that brings me to this movie, which is called The Black Phone. So this takes place in the 70s. Essentially, Ethan Hawke's also in this one. He plays a character called the Grabber. And the Grabber basically kidnaps young children and doesn't return them. It's a very brutal scenario, but the movie follows a particular kid who's able to use a black phone that's in the room that he's being held in that is able to connect him to the other victims in some spiritual way. So what ends up happening with the movie, it's kind of a cool concept, I mean, in the sense that he gets kidnapped and then he's able to utilize and talk to spiritually the other kids who are kidnapped, and that way they can possibly help him get out. And it's rated R. It came out last week. Again, it did really well at the box office. It cost like $18 million or something like that to make. It made like $23 million at the box office this past weekend. And people just love horror movies. This is more of a psychological thriller, though. And I really think people will dig it. But if you haven't seen Sinister, I would recommend watching that one first. And this is a very different movie. But it's really good. I really, really liked it. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I was very impressed with the score, the performances, the tension, the dialogue. And, you know, it's hard, you know, when you have a young kid actors, you know, you want to make sure, because the kid has to carry the whole movie. And this kid, Mason Thames, who plays the lead, is unbelievable. Very, very good performance. And Ethan Hawke is great, too. So that's out now in theaters. There's so many options out in theaters now, but that's out in theaters. Also, Minions, is opening this week called The Rise of Gru. And this is the, you guys, I don't know if you guys know this.
Is this the third Minions movie?
Dude, this is the fifth Minions movie.
Fifth?
And so what they did was they did Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3, then they did Minions, and now this one's called Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Okay, gotcha.
The first four movies in this franchise have made $3.7 billion. Just think about that for 1 second, because the first one came out, this is before we knew what Minions were, and obviously they exploded onto the scene, everybody loved them. And now, so we're getting the backstory to Gru. So if you follow this franchise, Steve Carell plays Gru. He's a villain within this Minions world. And this is his backstory, his origin story. It's like a 12-year-old kid trying to become a villain. And Steve Carell is obviously great in the role. A little fun fact, and this is, I thought this was kind of cool. He plays Gru later in life, obviously, so it's a deeper voice. And he still did the higher-pitched 12-year-old voice on his own without any manipulation or any editing. So he still does Gru on his own, which I thought was really cool. That's out today in theaters.
All right, Kevin. Good stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
No, I love you guys. And I'll be back next week. Thor, Love and Thunder opens next week. I spoke to Chris Hemsworth, and I have spoken twice in the past like 3 weeks. I'll dive into that.
You're almost as built and muscular as Chris Hemsworth.
And he is like the nicest dude on the planet. I don't know if you guys saw Spiderhead, this movie he has on Netflix. So you guys should watch it. I think, Eric, I think you might dig it. How can I explain this really quickly? So basically, Miles Teller is the star of the movie. He was obviously Rooster in the Top Gun film. This is directed by the Top Gun Maverick director.
Right.
It's called Spiderhead. And Chris Hemsworth runs a facility that takes in violent criminals to reduce their sentences by doing drug experiments on them. And so Miles Teller is in prison for a specific reason. They bring him over to this facility, and Hemsworth is like this like Frankenstein type character where he movie. Again, it's the guy who directed Top Gun Maverick. So if you like that movie, this is the
I
same
started
filmmaker.
Watching it, Kevin. I can't fully endorse it.
I mean, is it the best movie I've ever seen? No, but I think Chris Hemsworth is great in it, and I also think it's a really interesting concept. It's based on it's written by the guys who wrote Deadpool.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's called Spiderhead. It's on Netflix.
All right, Kevin.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Good weekend. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Love you guys.
You know, while he was talking, I put the trailer for The Black Phone, and it does look interesting, but then it kicked to Jordan Peele's movie next.
Mm-hmm.
And Get Out was excellent, and this movie looks really good. Nope. That comes out later in July. Not your type of movie, EB.
No, most aren't.
No.
Most aren't.
You have a very narrow
sweet
spot.
I'm the same way.
Aren't that many that interest me.
All right, we talked about Bradley Beal signing his max extension and all the crazy deals in the NBA, but arguably the biggest news in the NBA was Kevin Durant. He requests a trade. Is that a smart move by him, or is he taking the easy way out? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got our Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up in about 25 minutes. But we wanted to touch on Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant played three seasons with the Brooklyn Nets. Actually, first season, he was recovering from an injury, so he didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Second season, had some success. They made it to the second round of the playoffs, lost in Game 7 to the Bucks, who ended up winning the NBA championship. Season three, injuries, but he got them into the playoffs. What'd they do? They were playing game,
yep.
And then they got swept by the Celtics.
Correct.
In four games. They were all close games. KD didn't play particularly well in that series. Of course, Kyrie Irving was out most of the year because he didn't take the vaccine, and then they give him a one-year extension. Or he opts in to his 1 year that was left on his contract. And surprisingly, KD has now said he wants out. There are rumors that maybe he wants to join a new team with Kyrie. I don't know how that's possible because they make a ridiculous amount of money, each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what team would want that.
Well, you're going to have to give up a ton. The Lakers would give up Anthony Davis and obviously Westbrook.
Yeah, but why is a team like the Brooklyn Nets going to want Russell Westbrook back in a deal?
I don't know that they would.
Well, you only have for one more year, you know, yeah. So he's off the books next year.
Yeah, I guess expiring contract. There you go. There's your answer.
But the rumors are that Kevin Durant, however, wants to go to either the Phoenix Suns.
Right.
The Nets, however, want Devin Booker back.
Right.
The Suns say they're not going to trade Devin Booker.
Right.
Or the Miami Heat. I don't know if the Miami Heat can finagle something for Kevin Durant, but what does this make you think of Kevin Durant? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I will tell you, I was a huge Kevin Durant fan, and I started losing it when he went to Golden State.
Mm.
But he delivered in Golden State. Won two NBA Finals, won the MVP of both. And then he left, and he gets in these Twitter wars. I just have lost a little bit for KD.
Totally.
He's great player, but I've just lost some respect.
He's had moments, like when he won MVP, remember? And
it was
teary.
The most gracious speech, unbelievable.
Yeah, and he was thanking everyone, but he's a petty, thin-skinned weirdo. It's hard to criticize him too much, though, because frankly, in 2022, this is kind of like... This is the culture.
It's standard.
This is what they do. They even do this in high school.
Right. This
Kids
is like
go to four different high schools.
Right. This is like exactly like that. I was going to say like AAU.
Yeah.
It's exactly
where they
same
try
thing.
And form their own teams.
They do it every year.
And you're like, okay, this one didn't work.
And
let's try it elsewhere.
Level, they're doing it in college now. They're going from
Correct.
You know, Oklahoma to USC.
Yep.
You know, to get the next best NIL deal. So I mean, it's kind of where the world is in 2022, but I do think for an old head, and we're considered old heads, it taints their legacy a little bit.
I think so, because this would be, if he's traded, it'll be his fourth team. And but again, it comes down to,
I can't even keep track of his teams anymore.
It comes down to why he wants out. Does he want out because of the Kyrie deal and the Nets didn't respect him enough to give him the max extension? Or is it because he just realizes Kyrie's a nightmare, Ben Simmons is a nightmare, and that's just going to blow up in their face, and they're not going to be able to win anything because of those two headaches?
He was beloved and completely respected when he gave that speech after winning the MVP.
Absolutely.
And then it all turned because Oklahoma City, if I recall correctly, they're up 3-1 against Golden State. And then they lost in Game 7. But they were that close to beating Golden State, who won the championship. And then he was like, let me join them. And people lost respect for that, especially like the old school guys who felt like, you know, if you were the Pistons and you kept knocking on the door until you finally beat the Celtics to get to the finals, it'd be like Isaiah saying, let me just join the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that, but then he leaves for Brooklyn. You know, I think I might have gained more respect for him actually if he stayed with Golden State. So once you made the Golden State move, just stay. Then you could have racked up six rings.
Listen, I don't care how great you are. Even LeBron on some level, on a lot of levels, would you just keep chasing teams and changing all the time? Like when LeBron retires.
It affects your legacy.
Yeah. Well,
your
LeBron retires, like, I don't think it matters in the NBA. It's not like baseball, sort of. But what jersey do you retire? Like, you know what I mean? If it was baseball and you had to wear a hat.
I would still say the Cavs, because he played with the Cavs for the majority of his career. Then he came back and won a title.
Won there, but how many did he win in Miami?
Two in Miami, one with the Lakers.
I mean, it's just like, your legacy's weird.
Yeah. And he gets criticized for it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't diminish your greatness, but it's just, I don't know.
Now, there are the graspers here who think that Washington can make some sort of deal.
He's shown no inclination to ever want to play here.
Two teams are on his list. Now, I don't know if they have to respect that. Like, let's say the Nets is an organization. He supposedly called the owner yesterday. Called the owner and said, I want to trade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his contract, if he's got like a no-trade deal. But we're going to say, okay, we'll make a trade. And they listen to all the teams in the NBA, because all the teams, if he doesn't have a no-trade, they should do their due diligence. You can get Kevin Durant, right? So let's take the Wizards somehow create the best package. They just signed Bradley Beal, but they decide, we're going to send you Bradley Beal, our number one pick next year, and Rui Hachimura.
And Kyle Kuzma.
And Kyle Kuzma, whatever. And the Nets go.
And Corey Kispert.
And the Nets go, okay, could Kevin Durant put the kibosh on that?
I don't think he's got a no-trade clause.
So, I also wonder, couldn't the Nets just say, you're under contract. Kyrie, you're under contract. We're going to run it back.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure they would be a nightmare, because they seem like they're a nightmare.
But if Kevin Durant really wants out of Brooklyn because he realizes Kyrie's a nightmare and Ben Simmons is going to be a nightmare, do you fault him as much? Even though I'm sure he approved of those deals. He had to have some say in it.
I fault him to the extent that I believe the reporting, and again, you can chime in at 800-636-1067. The reporting is that he and Kyrie had this plan to play together in Brooklyn, and they chose to play together. So Kevin Durant is getting what he asked for.
That's what I mean.
And he basically handpicked the coach, they say, who had zero experience, but he was the consultant in Golden State, and KD liked him. So it brings in Steve Nash, and you know from watching it, they don't seem to run much of an offense. The players, in fact, Kyrie and Kevin Durant in their press conference when they were introduced, I think it was the press conference, but they basically said, you don't really need coaches. We're on the court coaches. And
yeah, Steve Nash.
Getting what they asked for.
I don't envy him. But again, maybe, yes, he did want to play with Kyrie, but maybe now he realized, you know what? We can't win with Kyrie. He's too much of a distraction. So either trade Kyrie or trade me.
It's possible. I have no idea what's going on. I basically consider him a weirdo now.
Well, I think Kyrie, I mean, he's going. So
that's what I mean, because he opted in. He's there.
I think, Durant has no control over where they could send him to Sacramento.
Yeah.
And the Nets should, or they should. They should take whatever the best deal is. Who cares where Kevin Durant wants to
Correct.
Go?
Correct.
Yeah, that's his problem.
Allegedly, they're working with his agent, though, to try and find a deal. The problem is, you know, all these teams have, they're all capped out.
Yeah, what does Durant make?
44, 45. Well, he's got 4 years left. He's going to make 43 this year, 46, 50, 53.
Yeah.
I mean, how many teams are going to be able to take
that
on?
You have to trade like a Bradley Beal for him.
Right, unless you're trading a couple big salaries.
But I think it's embarrassing when Wizards fans keep begging for him to want to come here. He doesn't want to come here. Accept it, right? You're a scorned lover. He doesn't. I mean, he never even dated you. He doesn't want to date you.
But he did do that documentary. He'd be about PG County.
Whatever.
It's in the water. I think that's what it was called.
He might grow to love it.
I doubt it.
You know?
He doesn't seem to have any affinity for it.
Well, I'll say this. He may not want to, but as Drab says, it's up to the organization. And if I'm Tommy Shepard, I'm
sure
creating some scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what.
Now, I don't know how KD and Porzingis would fit.
Because
I think Beal is the guy that you got to move.
Well, why can't you move Porzingis, Kispert, Rui, and all the,
why would the Nets want that garbage?
I mean, they can play. They're just role players. They can play.
I know, but the Nets with Kevin Durant, even though they flamed out this year, were a legit title contender.
Right.
Porzingis and paper, Corey Kispert, they're not going
on
to
paper,
be.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no one could envision Kyrie playing, you know, a quarter of the season.
No.
And then Harden, that thing blew up. Trading for Ben, he wouldn't play in the playoffs. I mean, you couldn't envision that. It just blew up in their face.
800-636-1067. Yeah. The Ben Simmons thing, that piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you expect from that guy?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if his head's in it, he's a great player.
What was his actual injury? I think he said back spasms or something. Like, what was his actual injury towards the end?
I think he was complaining of you mean when he was traded?
Yeah. Wasn't it back?
Yes.
I think it was a back, yeah. Yeah. I could be wrong.
And he supposedly had surgery.
Was that resolved?
He had surgery.
I'm sure he'll be fine physically.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Billy. Billy in Beltsville. Hey, buddy.
Billy,
are you there? Valdez, are we punched up? I don't know.
Billy.
All right.
Billy, do people like Kevin Durant anymore? Like your regular fans out there?
They probably feel the same way you do. They probably loved him when he was in OKC for, you know, 8 years, whatever it was. And then he goes to Golden State. He wins. But then he wanted to move to the East Coast and create his own legacy, win it on his own. And they probably thought, oh, you know, he's pulling a LeBron.
It's weird. He's super fun to watch. He's so talented. He's local, right, with the local ties. So you want to root for him and everything. But his personality has just become just so annoying. It does.
Yeah.
It diminishes it. You know, makes it less fun to root for.
You look
for
down on players who basically demand their way to a title.
Kind of. Yeah. But then in his defense, this is,
I know, it
what
is
the
what
kids
it
do. This is what they do. From the high school level on, you know, they just bounce around.
It's probably killing them like that Draymond won another title because they had like a little beef. That's which supposedly why he ended up leaving Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
All right, not everybody does that. You can't blame all. I mean, Beal and Lillard don't do that. They stick it out.
Yeah.
Giannis.
Well, he's young.
Sure.
But yeah, you're right.
Sure. Not everybody, but it is kind of a trend. I mean, it's not unusual.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it's just, it is in that culture that's not.
I almost don't have as much of a problem with it if it's because he realizes.
Like, I can't coexist with these guys?
Ben and Kyrie, I just can't win with them.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, I mean, if you are Kevin Durant, you're like, so I can play with Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving next year? But I was going to play with Kyrie and James Harden.
I know, he wanted
those
guys.
They're all ball hogs.
I know.
Let's go to Matt in Stafford, 800-636-1067. Matt, what's up?
Guys? Hey, love you guys. Hey, Durant's legacy as a player, that's already cemented and set. If he cares about his public persona, I wouldn't. But if he cared, he'd go back to Oklahoma City, take Kyrie with him, kind of like how LeBron went back to Cleveland, got him a championship. He should try to go back there and get a championship there. That would sway everybody into a positive
light. That would actually be a cool move if he did that. That actually would be a cool move. Now, you don't need to bring Kyrie, but that would be a cool move if you went back to OKC and actually did get him a title.
Sure.
He'd and he supposedly liked it there.
Can't see it happening. Huh? Again, his two teams he wants to go to, Phoenix and the Miami Heat.
Right.
Phoenix has been in the NBA Finals the last 2 years. The Miami Heat, the Finals, and then the Conference Finals. He wants to go to a winner.
Yeah, he's cherry picking.
Get a ring.
Yeah.
Let's absolutely, because he knows, look, I don't know how many years he has left. Maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years. I don't know. He knows LeBron's got 4. He knows Steph Curry's got 4. He wants to be up there and considered as one of the greats. It's not going to be rings. It's not going to be with two rings that a lot of people diminish him on. Like, you know, he goes at these guys, but like Charles Barkley's of the world, like all those guys who say that he jumped aboard a champion and criticize him. He wants to stick it to him and win a ring elsewhere. That's why he went to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
TJ, what's up? You're on the Junkies.
Sure. EB, you hit on something that I feel like this guy is from PG. I grew up in PG. He's got the Nats logo on his chest. He goes to Skins games. He puts on for PG all the time. But he behaves like a total brat. Like everything that like old white guys think the NBA is, like entitled dudes who just do what they want and move around. Like they came up in the AAU circuit. They never had to earn anything. Like he's exactly that. There's a difference between he and LeBron, though, and I've heard you guys bring up LeBron a lot.
Yeah.
Is that LeBron played out every contract. And LeBron did go places as a free agent. And LeBron isn't blowing things up the way like James Harden. He gets tired, he blows something up. Kyrie gets tired, blows something up.
I think that's fair. It's a good point.
And also, and he's had success everywhere he's went. So even though you go somewhere, you move from team to team, you have to get accountability, you got to get buy-in. He's getting, LeBron's getting worthwhile contributions from bums like Dellavedova, J.R. Smith, like guys who are career journeymen and idiots. Like he's going places and like thriving with those guys, you know? So there's a definitely difference between what LeBron had started, had success with, what Durant is trying to do and not having success with. And I think that that needs to be pointed out.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair.
Good call. Yeah.
All
good
right.
Call,
thank TJ. You, TJ. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's
it
go.
It is interesting though. The last two NBA champions, the Bucks and then Golden State, are teams that mostly develop their players.
Right.
Like the Bucks, okay. I mean, I know Brooke Lopez wasn't originally a Buck, or Holiday wasn't originally a Buck,
but
you know, Giannis, Middleton, around for a long time. They didn't just form some super team.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ken in Arlington.
You almost respect them more.
Ken, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I've been following for a while.
Thanks.
I'm from Philadelphia, so I've been calling about our friend Carson Wentz, but I'm calling about Ben Simmons with some insight. You guys were talking about him. You're right. It's just, it's another guy with a similar theme that the guy is unbelievably talented, a physical specimen, can handle the ball like nobody's business, is a slasher and above the rim guy.
Mm-hmm.
His biggest challenge over the years was getting the guy to find, as a point guard, find a jump shot and be able to shoot free throws.
Right.
And, like, you follow some of the stuff along the way. You know, and I played college ball myself. You know, I'm a 6'6 white guy with no vertical leap. There's a million of me. But what did I do? I did the easier stuff, which is sitting at the free throw line and figuring out jump shots. And as it went on, you know, the coaching staff and that, like, in this last year, when Embiid was trying to push him to, like, improve his game, he just, someone said it earlier, caller, like, he was just a brat and a baby. Mm-hmm. And the dude just sat out because he was, quote, upset with how he was being treated. It wasn't even about COVID. He was just mad. And it's, again, all I'm saying is, how can you coach that? And your insights about with, you know, KD looking at, like, what am I going to do with him? I can guarantee the Nets have a nightmare on their hands because I saw it in years at Philly.
You're right. And I know for a fact that
thanks, Ken.
Joel Embiid did not like Ben Simmons, not one bit. And that's did not dislike the guy. And they said, Joel said, he's got to go.
Is Joel well liked?
Yeah.
He is. Guys like
within
him.
The team, yeah.
Well, he's got to deal with James Harden now.
I know. Well, you know what? It was worth it to get Ben out of town.
I guess so. All right, coming up next, time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. We try and hit it big. Keep it here. We're the Junks on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, John Feinstein joins us, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports, at 8:25 on the shakeup in the Pac-12 and Big Ten as USC and UCLA jump ship. Right now, though, when you hear this music, it means it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
You know, real quick, can I just mention as we get today, July 1st, 1987, sports radio was born. WFAN, Mike Francesa and those
guys. Was it 87?
1987.
I feel like it was earlier than that.
So how many years ago is that? I know.
I mean, we were 17, so 35.
35 years ago today was sort of the official. Now, you had guys like Ken Beatrice, you know, guys that would do sports talk shows.
But an all-sports
station. But an all-sports format is really only 35 years old. It's kind of crazy.
Today, huh? July 1st?
Today was the day. Still WFAN.
Still can't believe it's July 1st already.
I know. It's amazing. Anyway.
All right, so we're going to post this on my FanDuel account. I don't know if you want to spin that wheel. Got three plays in. We'll start with Matt Cahill.
All right.
The big unit.
Medium unit this weekend. There's a big tennis match tomorrow. Nick Kyrgios versus Tsitsipas.
Is this Wimbledon?
Love Tsitsipas bets.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Kyrgios looked really good in his last match yesterday. Like, really good. Like, he could win the tournament type of performance, but he's so unstable, and Tsitsipas is a good player. I like both players to win a set, but Tsitsipas to win the match. It's plus 200. I just think that at some
point... That's a good pick. I like it.
I think at some point, Kyrgios is going to just become unraveled.
Well, do you have a likely to get fined or anything like that? Have an outburst? Smash a racket.
I don't see that on there, but
on
that
fan.
That would be also a good bet.
Yeah.
So he's a wild man.
So you've got Tsitsipas winning 3-1?
No. To win the match and both players to win a set.
All right.
I can come in there and click on it for you if you
all
need
right,
to.
All right. I can't find it.
All right.
I mean, I can find it, but it's going to take me, you know, 3 minutes. All right. Let's go with John Paul Flame.
So there's a big UFC card this weekend. Israel Adesanya, who's one of the best strikers in MMA, started out his career 20-0. Style bender was unbelievable in the middleweight division. He tried to move up to light heavyweight. He lost that one, but he's won his last two. But here's the thing. He's known as one of the most exciting fighters in MMA, but the last two wins just decisions. I think he's looking for a bounce back, wants to be spectacular because spectacular fighters who have knockouts, they make more money. He's fighting what I think is kind of a journeyman, a guy who's 15-5. I was looking at his resume. He's won his last two fights. Cannonier, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He's been TKO'd, though, in the past by Dominic Reyes. He was knocked out earlier in his career. I think Adesanya finishes this fight in style, doesn't win by decision. He wins via knockout or TKO. That is plus 170.
Where's Adesanya from?
He's Nigerian. He's actually Nigerian-born New Zealand. I don't know where he grew up.
So you got him,
he grew up in New Zealand.
Winning by knockout, TKO, plus 170.
Yes.
Bitter.
Why, you having a hard time finding it?
No, my bet was just closed out for some reason. All right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Can I just do mine? Get it over with?
Yes.
All right. You keep hyping up JoJo Gray, Jason. So, and I'm actually looking at the numbers. And his last five starts, he's given up a total of 4 earned runs, 5 runs total. Certainly, the Nats have, you know, they've lost his last 3 starts, but he's doing his job. He's actually lowered his ERA to 3.82 at this point.
It's pretty impressive. So,
his last 4 starts have been awesome.
Last 5 have been good.
Yeah.
So JoJo Gray pitches today against the Marlins, and I know that's always like a tougher matchup than it should be. But let's just go for it. Let's just take the Nats on the run line. You're getting plus 150. Let's hope they get a good outing from JoJo. And maybe Juan breaks out with the news of his $425 million offer going public.
Right.
And they score some runs for him.
Got you. Against the Marlins tonight.
Yeah. So let's take the Nats plus 150 on the run line.
All right. You are in.
I know the guys always like it if you get plus money.
All right. Well, I've moved my bet to our huge plus money. I'm very bitter. All right. Spin the wheel. Let's go to Valdez.
All right. Eric, I don't know if you've been communicating with Vinny and Joe recently, but
yes,
the Mets are sliding.
Oh, really?
Sliding hard.
Should I be breaking their balls?
Yeah, you should be, because I think they lost 5 of their last 6.
All right.
They did play the Astros, but they also lost twice to the Marlins, I think, like last week. But they are hosting the Texas Rangers.
Is it basically catching up to them, like no DeGrom, no Scherzer, and that kind of thing? Is that what's happening?
Kind of.
Yeah.
My sources up in New York are telling me it is everyone's hitting the panic button.
Okay.
I have no sources.
Yeah, leads down to 3, I think.
They're 4-6 in their last 10.
So they're hosting the Texas Rangers, who are 500. But did you know that the Mets are 19th in the MLB in OPS against left-handed pitchers?
Okay.
So
the
Rangers are throwing 2 left-hand pitchers out at them for the series on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to take the Texas Rangers plus 130 on the series price against the Mets. So they got to win 2 out of 3 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So
all right.
Rangers.
What is the number on that?
Plus 130.
Okay. All right. Guys always like it if you get plus money.
All right. That's me now. All right. So for some reason, I had a golf bet in there, and they just closed it out. So Denny McCarthy, who of course is a friend of ours, has been playing really well. Now, he did miss the cut last week at the Travelers, but the 3 tournaments prior to that, he finished 7th at the U.S. Open,
mm-hmm.
where he shot 68-68 on the weekend.
That was great.
He finished 5th at the Memorial, and then he finished 27th the week before at Colonial. He is currently 5th. He is T5. He shot a 66 yesterday at Deer Run out in Illinois at the John Deere.
I saw he's plus 1,000.
He's plus 1,000 to win. He's never won a PGA Tour event. I originally had him for a top 5 finish at plus 210, but they closed it out for some reason. I don't know why.
So you're just going to take it effort to win?
Well, look, the field's not great. I mean, the fact that Ricky Barnes shot a 66 yesterday should tell you something about the field. Ricky Barnes has missed every cut this year. He never plays, and he misses cuts all the time.
Right.
But Denny McCarthy shot a 66 yesterday. He tees off at 230. I'm going to go for it, effort. He's going to get his first tour win. I liked it at top 5, but they took it off the board. He's plus 1,000 to win the John Deere.
If that hits, we.
So
what are the odds on that one?
He's plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000. Yeah. Love it.
He's just really, really close. He's been playing well. He's got to put four rounds together, and he's been hindered by his iron play, especially on the weekends, but he's put that together for the last few weeks. So I'm just going to say F it. Denny's going to get a win. I'll take Denny McCarthy to win the John Deere. Plus 1,000.
All right, so what's the total? Are we all in?
Well, we have an issue because I don't think we can do more baseball with my series play. It's not letting us combine your baseball play with mine.
So do
so I got to find something else.
Are you sure? Yeah, I mean,
right. Well, it's either you or me have to do it. And since you picked before me,
before you're gonna
I guess I have to alter mine.
Why don't you just take golf? I don't think FanDuel gets ice for live.
No,
golf.
They don't right? offer that. Why don't you just take Texas on the money line tonight if you think they're going to win the series? They're plus 168 tonight.
All right, let's do that then.
All right. So Texas Rangers tonight to win against Bassett in New York. We've got Adesanya to win TKO or KO plus 170 against Jared, what's his last name? Kanier?
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to pronounce his last name. Kanier.
Nationals run line plus 150 tonight. JoJo's pitching at home against the Marlins. CeCe Pass wins the match. Both players win a set plus 200. And I got Denny McCarthy plus 1,000 to win. $6 pays. That's a big one. $3,500.
Wow. That'd be butts.
To be exact, $3,575.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter if any of us lose before, but I mean, every Junkies listener should be rooting for Denny McCarthy.
100%.
Because that's the big one.
Yep.
Don't mush it, because I have him in another pool, Jason.
You have what, McCarthy?
Yeah.
To win?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I really liked the top five. I don't know why they took off the top five.
Probably because everyone started teeing off already for the second round. And so that just nullified all the stuff.
Yeah, but they still have him as a winner. They still have the winning players up.
All right, that's our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Coming up next, we talk to best-selling author John Feinstein on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.